And that was Gillian Welch and Dave Rawlings, a great duo. I Want to Sing That Rock and Roll, one of my favorite songs by Gillian Welch and Dave Rawlings. And we're back live in the studio. This is The Morning Show. Today is Wednesday, October 8th. And I am back here with somebody I've been spending a lot of time with as we transition Brian Jacobs into the new station manager here at KRFY. Thanks for coming in, Brian. Good morning.
Good morning, Susie. Yes, we have been spending some quality time together, and I've been enjoying myself.
One thing I want to say, and I don't want to embarrass you, but I was very nervous about handing over this gigantic piece of cake, we'll call it, to I didn't know who, but as soon as you started training, I went, oh, relax, he's got it. You're really astute in getting and pulling in this information. You're going to be great at the job. And I'm really grateful that you said yes to the job.
Well, I appreciate the accolades there, Suze. That's very kind of you. And I appreciate the vote of confidence from you and the entire KRFY board of directors, because I'm looking forward to what this has in store for the future and in keeping KRFY vibrant.
And it's important that we'll talk a little bit about why KRFY is here, the importance of it, and how it sustains and supports our community in so many ways. But I want to hear a little bit more about you first, because this is your introduction.
Sure.
To the Wednesday morning listeners. And this interview will be on our website later in the morning so that you can listen to it if you can't hear it all today. So why don't you start by telling our listeners a bit about who you are, your background, and why this job really kind of sparked your interest. Again, I'm talking with Brian Jacobs, new station manager here at 88.5 KRFY, our community radio station.
Sure. I guess first and foremost, I'm a husband and a father. I have three glorious children, Nina, who just turned three, Jackson, who will be 9 next weekend, and Elsa, who will be 14 next month. From the business side of things, or from my background a little bit, I've been in Sandpoint for a little over 13 years now. And for the last 10 years, almost 10 years, I've worked just downstairs here from the radio station for Evergreen Realty. And that's in that position, I picked up a lot of the traits and a lot of the knowledge that actually work to my benefit as taking over as the station manager. I've served on the Selkirk Association of Realtors Board of Directors as the president for the past couple years, as well as the Selkirk MLS president in the past. And in those roles, while they might not directly correlate with community radio, have taught me a lot of the tools that I've needed to operate from a nonprofit as well as a business standpoint. Switching over and how that works with the radio, I'm also a local musician. I've spent basically all the years that I've had in Sandpoint playing around at all the local establishments and watering holes and restaurants that bring in the locals on the weekends. And hopefully I've come across a lot of our listeners in those 13 or so years. And, you know, the first time that I was asked by you to come into the radio station and perform live, it was kind of awe-inspiring for me. I look at myself as a local yokel kind of guy that just likes to get out and play, and it's my fun activity. And knowing that there is a vessel for the locals to get out here and perform and, you know, connect with people on a different wavelength is really special. So and I guess the last thing I'd touch on is I have done a little sound engineering in my past also. So you put all these things together and you tie them into a bow, and I felt like I was a good fit to kind of fill your shoes here, Suze, and, you know, keep KRFY going strong.
So one of the things that impressed me during your interview process is the fact that you want to bring in more music and more local and younger folks into the station, which we're always glad about.
Sure.
Us old folks kind of put it together, but we love the young people and all your musical excitement. And how does music live in your life? Just take a little side trip here.
Oh, geez. I mean, it is something that I use as my, that's my decompression tool. You know, I love to, I have a little studio set up in my garage where I can go out and, you know, pluck away, whether I'm trying to do some writing, which I haven't done enough of in my life, but, you know, learn what I'm going to play for my next gig coming up, wherever that may be. You know, my children have spent time at the Sandpoint Music Conservatory. We actually have, through, you know, another generous donor in town to one of our great organizations, we have a full-size upright piano in our home that was given to us to hold and have as long as we need it from the Music Conservatory. So it kind of fills our lives. You know, we have little Amazon Alexas in most of the rooms in the house, and, you know, even Nina at 3 years old knows how to go yell at Alexa and tell it to play, you know, Baby Shark, if that's what she's wanting to feel that morning. So
what a great way to raise children up. I'm just going to do this quote again, because I love it. It's by Albert Einstein. Mm-hmm. And I think it fits into what you're saying. He said, "If I were not a physicist, I would probably be a musician. I often think in music. I live my daydreams in music. I see my life in terms of music." And it's the best thing. Yeah. It's a good thing.
I didn't hear you mention that one. I was commuting this morning, but I have heard that quote in the past. It resonates.
It's one of my favorites. So, well, let's see. You've been transitioning in this position as station manager for a few weeks now. What do you see will be the fun part of the position, and what do you see will be a bit challenging?
Yeah, so I can give you a specific example. You know, I remember growing up as a kid, you know, my parents were musicians. We always had a house full of music as well. But I always thought it was so cool when you turn on the radio station, whichever one it was, and you'd always hear people calling in and talking and chatting with the DJs, or what was that song, or I really want to hear this one. And there was a day earlier in the week where I came in and we had a voicemail on our station phone here, and a lady had called in and left a message saying that she doesn't always listen to radio. She's more of a podcast and spoken word listener. However, she found herself listening to 88.5, and there's a song came on she wasn't aware of, and she left a message. She told us when that we played it, and to be able to get back to her, tell her what the song was, make that connection in the community. It may seem minuscule on its surface, but that's kind of the heart of what we're doing. That's how we make that connection and being able to interact with the listeners. So that to me, that side of it, being able to have that back and forth is going to be really exciting for me.
One of the things that we don't do here is do live call-ins.
Sure.
But what you just described is a possibility. We also have on our website at KRFY.org a playlist. I'm pretty sure it's functioning right now, that says what songs are playing. If it's Otto's Eclectic Mix, that's
sure,
pretty much during the day. If it's a podcast kind of, what do we call it, coming from outside a show, then we don't know what the song, we don't have a list of their playlist. But we do everything we can, and that woman called, and you were able to answer her question, which is really cool. Engagement is what I'm hearing you say.
Correct.
And I just want to tell our listeners, well, we have an amazing program schedule. I said this earlier when Andrea was here, but it's on our website at KRFY.org, and it really is quite astounding. And in purple are the local broadcasters. And just for a moment, you're going to get to know everyone quite well. Mm-hmm. But that's the heart and soul of what goes on in the studio, is the local broadcasters dedicated to their shows year after year after year. So what do you see in the program schedule?
Well, I see a lot of people who are passionate about what their, you know, their niche is. Mm-hmm. You know, we have a wide variety of broadcasters at this point. We have, you know, between Jim's folk show, which he is all about, and Terry doing the metal playlist, you know, we're kind of touching all the bases here. So I think that my goal would be to keep what we have and just invite more and more people to come in, do the broadcast training, so they know that they're operating within the confines of how we have to operate here at 88.5 KRFY, and, you know, add their own unique mix to it, because that's really what we're about.
If you look at the program schedule, it is pretty eclectic, the live KRFY broadcasters, but there's plenty of room for new. And I think about Russ's show, Make You a Mixtape.
Yeah.
It has such a unique process to that. Do you ever listen? I mean, what do you think about that show?
I think that's great. And that's, and that kind of speaks to the format that I really think I would enjoy. You know, we obviously can't just take people calling in and say, hey, play this song, because we don't know if it's going to meet the guidelines of what we can put on the air. But to be able to have a these shows where people can contribute to them, so that we can vet the music and make sure it's appropriate, and then be able to maybe, you know, give some shout outs to those people who suggested these things. You know, that's the kind of interaction that I think that would go a long way for us. So like Russ's show kind of already tries to do that a little bit, and some more of that I think would go a long way.
I know that Bob Hahn on Saturday nights from 5 to 7, he does the 50s and 60s show. He shuts off the mic and lets people call in. And so it's not live over the air.
Sure.
But he takes down their requests, and then he'll look for it and play it if he can find it in our massive library of music.
Yeah. And to speak to that a little bit, that may sound simplistic in nature, but that takes some coordination for somebody to be able to manage what's actually on the air, take those calls. You know, he's juggling a few circus balls there in order to make that happen. And so let's not forget that these folks are putting in some good work and doing it on their time.
Right. Well, so when I took over this kind of gigantic job, I call it, in 2012, one of the things that really mattered to me was that we had well-trained, I call it certified, but meaning that they're well-trained and they can do this on their own. All of our broadcasters, as I said before, are volunteers, but they also engineer their shows for themselves.
Yeah.
And so I established a training that worked in that way. And for a long time, it was just me. And now it's Jack Peterson behind the board, teaching people how to run the board, so the technical production part of it. But the first part of the training, which is, you know, if someone is listening right now and you're interested in maybe coming in and doing the training, I think we have one scheduled for the 29th of October.
Well, yeah, we do have one coming up. I believe that's the date. I'm glad you touched on that, because if you hadn't, I was going to mention it. I mean, anybody who's interested in pursuing some volunteer broadcasting for 88.5 KRFY Community Radio, please reach out to me. My email address is bjacobs, J-A-C-O-B-S, at krfy.org. And we'll get you set up. And, you know, we'll try our best to do the training a couple times a year. We do need to have enough people to make it meaningful for the station and make sure that we're vetting these broadcasters appropriately. But I would look forward to hearing from anybody who is interested in doing something like that.
We have guidelines from the FCC that we go over at these trainings. So the first part of the training is an orientation. What organization are you coming into? Who are we? And then how you can fit in. You can have your own program, or you can be in what I call a volunteer at large, because Julie Przinski and the events committee have all kinds of things planned with you and Jack for the coming up, our big Christmas extravaganza, our fun drive at the end of in December at some point in time. We do need more volunteers, and it's fun. You know, they're a fun group.
And to that point, I want to give my wife some credit here, because she likes to say something. If you heard that message and you go, man, that would be fun, but I don't know if I could pull it off, or I don't know if that's something I would do well. And my wife likes to say something to me and the kids all the time, you do it and do it scared, but do it.
Right. Exactly.
So, and it doesn't matter your background, because quite frankly, if you reached out and wanted to be in this upcoming broadcast training, I'm going to be sitting right here alongside of you, because I have to go through it just like everybody else.
That's right.
So,
we make it possible so that you feel comfortable if you do take on a show or become a volunteer.
Correct.
All right. Yeah. So just so our listeners know, this is 88.5 KRFY. your community radio station, and I'm Susie Prez here on the Wednesday morning show, and I'm talking with Brian Jacobs, the news station manager. I'll probably still kind of stay here on the Wednesday, but coming up for the next 4 weeks or so up until the election, Chris Bessler, my co-host, will be providing local decision 2025 fall interviews with candidates who are in contested races. So you can tune in on Wednesday morning for that to find out right from the candidate what's coming up. So, Brian, what else do we want to talk about? I made you a list of questions.
Sure.
I have one.
Go ahead, Susie.
How do you see KRFY, why it's such an important part of our community and how it helps our community thrive? What are the benefits you see to having a full-powered FM radio station based on community? And we are a nonprofit, by the way.
Yeah.
Commercial-free.
I think that the mission statement for KRFY kind of tells the story. I touched on it earlier, how much it meant to me as just a local musician who had the opportunity to come in here and sit down and right in the chair that I'm sitting in right now with my guitar and play a few songs. And, you know, this isn't just full power FM. This is worldwide streaming. So, you know, I grew up in North Mississippi and in Southwestern Tennessee. And the first time I was on KRFY, I had friends from back home that were hearing me play my music for the first time in over a decade. So that's pretty special.
That is so cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Streaming makes things really interesting.
Yeah.
Recently, we had a guest DJ and kind of famous person. And we had people listening from all over the world.
Yeah.
Denmark. I was getting notices from Denmark. So that's fun. That's an amazing technological advancement that makes life interesting.
Yeah, and the streaming aspect of it is something that will help carry us into the future. I mean, you know, one of the things that you mentioned earlier, but we didn't touch on it, the challenges of operating a community radio station. You know, the first thing that jumps out to me is like, who's actually listening to radio? And you know, everything is Spotify, everything is YouTube, and everything is, you know, on demand and instant gratification. And so,
and kind of sterile in a way.
It very much so. In a couple of weeks being here, I've likened it to how people feel about music as a whole nowadays, and musicians as a whole, guitar players, people who play melodies, as almost some people would call it a dying breed. But what I've grown to realize is that the people who appreciate that kind of music versus music that's created on a computer, click to a grid, those people are the most passionate fans, and those might not be filling up stadiums to listen to people, but they are the most dedicated. And I liken that to the listeners to a community radio station. So that's been pretty powerful to see the response and the interaction we get from the community on a daily basis here as I've been transitioning here with you.
Right. So there's a picture of what you're up against. There's a lot of details, too, and
sure. It's
just nitty-gritty work. We just finished our auction, and I did earlier give a shout-out to everyone who donated and everyone who bid. But so just for a second, we only have a little bit of time left. From your experience so far, how important is it, and what have you experienced as the different ways that KRFY thrives and functions financially?
Well, you can look at it in a very simplistic fashion in that we don't function without the support of the community. That is our 100% source of operation here. And we try to do a lot of different activities through the year and events to help bolster that. But something that I realized early on in my time here was that, you know, all it takes is a small donation, whether it's monthly or one time, those things keep us thriving. We get, you know, it kind of puts a little smile on your face to open up an envelope and it's a check that comes monthly, and it might be $5, it might be $15, whatever the listeners are able to do. We really appreciate all of it. And so I would encourage everybody to look out, you know, for events like our auctions where you might, end up with something that is a benefit to you as well, but is going to help us out in the long run. And also, as I was going to touch on here, I know Susie mentioned it in the first half of the hour, a massive amount of appreciation for people like Darwin Jensen and Penny Lane, who have donated these two vehicles, the 1965 Thunderbird and the 1990 MX-5 Miata. Both of these cars are in my driveway right now. My wife would love to see them go to a new home. I won't get too deep into it, but I'll tell you that, you know, the 65 Thunderbird is a great car that, you know, you could easily take it home and start driving it through the parade and Lost in the 50s and enjoy this vehicle. Darwin kept it up meticulously, put a lot of time and energy into it. He had it for a long time. And at the end of the day, there's a lot of details and a lot of history to it. You can reach out to me directly. My number is 208-610-3188. If you have any questions about the vehicle, and same with the Miata. You know, a friend of mine who was interested in it and just wasn't in a position to pull it off right now described it as a skateboard with an engine. And it is. It's fun. There, right. You know, you put the top down. It's got two seats in it. And it's a great little get around. Both vehicles are in great shape. So
we really, really thank Darwin and Penny for making the donation of the cars. And you can become part of sustaining the station by thinking about maybe buying these cars, one or both or whatever. But that is another way. That's a unique way to support the station. We also have our underwriters. And we just talked with Andrea Macasio from Matchwood Brewing and the Lighthouse, and they're doing Oktoberfest on Saturday. But all of our underwriters are listed on our webpage, kfy.org. And, you know, when you do go into Matchwood or Utara, another underwriter, just thank them for being a KRFY underwriter because it matters. It's how we, and then, of course, as you already mentioned, I like those monthly checks that come in. Also, the big ones, that matters too. So, yeah. You can donate at KRFY.org. There's a donate button. And or you can send us a check. You can send it to KRFY, P.O. Box 2465, Sandpoint 83864. Anything works. And it's great. The community has really stepped forward and said yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
To community radio.
And I, you know, we have open minds around here. If there's something that you have or a way that you think you could be of benefit that might feel like it's a little unique, you know, give me a shout here at the station and we'll see if we can make it happen. And we appreciate all the support.
Brian is on board. He is on call and he is ready to go and he is already going. So thank you, Brian, so much for coming in. Everyone, say hi to Brian. He's a great guy. Can't wait. And I'm on my way out and I have appreciated my 14 years here at the station, whatever, 13 years. And so there you go. You picked a song to go out with. We're not going to get to hear the whole song. Unfortunately, we kept talking.
Yeah.
But this is the Grateful Dead Breakdown Palace by the Grateful Dead. Brian, thank you so much for stepping up.
Thanks, Susie. Appreciate you.
Yep.